Yo, welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am your host, Big Black, with my other co-host,
Julian is here, man in that second chair as always.
Jay Snog.
Back after a week of being under the weather and having Big Black here cover so nicely for us. So entertained I was.
Yeah.
Hacking and laughing at the same time.
Appreciate that. It was fun.
Yeah.
I don't need you motherfuckers. Get out. No, sir.
And that was the end, because you just flying solo after that.
Flying solo. Nah. It was fun, but it's much more fun with people to talk to.
with not just your echo of oh snap coming back to you.
Word. Oh, shit. The fucking, NFL.
The draft was this weekend. And
go ahead. I'm going to light this joint.
All right. Well, John and I are both very, non-enthusiastic about the draft.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I think just in terms of knowledge, he and I don't pay enough attention to college football to really be knowledgeable about, like, who's a decent draft pick beyond, you know, what the experts say, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, for various reasons. But, it's important because it's the NFL. And from all the experts that I read online, they said the Broncos picked very well. They seem to have, they got a beast of a pass rusher, and, another good pass rusher on the other side of Von Miller is not something I'm going to turn away from.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm happy with that. Plus, his name is Chubb, Bradley Chubb. And we have a tight end named Butt.
Snap.
I want to get a Butt and a Chubb jersey.
Oh, I can't wait to make some Butt and Chubb jokes.
Yeah, some Butt and Chubb jokes. Yeah. So hopefully that'll come to fruition.
It will. It will.
They picked up a couple wide receivers in later rounds, which is great because we got to have a fucking slot, because, like, I don't know who the fuck they've been throwing to the last few years. Well, I do, but you don't know and you don't care. Nobody cares because they're not good. But we need a good slot receiver, and hopefully we picked one up because, Demaryius is getting old. I mean, he's 30 now. He's an old guy.
Yeah, damn, son. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, Demaryius Thomas is 30. He's getting too old to play. Like, yeah, and Emmanuel Sanders is like 32. 30, he's 30. He's fucking my age. He is my age, and, like, they're like, oh, he's, like, got a couple years left, which, is true, but it's also, like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, man, it's a fucking young man's game.
No, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, they're lucky to make it this far.
Fuck yeah, dude. Your 30s, you're past your 30s playing in the NFL, prime NFL playing, yeah.
Yeah.
Anomaly,
unless you're a quarterback.
Prime playing anomaly.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's a wait and see kind of thing. Hurry up and wait kind of thing, I feel, with all drafts. And when it comes, and there are, like, positions where I'm just not knowledgeable enough as a football person, having never played the game myself and only been a spectator, to be like, yeah, that lineman is a good pick. Like, when it comes to linemen, I know, that guy from the other.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I said, the experts seem very excited about the Broncos pick. So let's hope that for once John Elway has a good draft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, let me pull up a stat.
Go ahead.
An embarrassing stat.
He's going to pull up an embarrassing stat on who for Elway?
Yeah, because I noticed how much of a pessimist I am about, like, sports especially when I'm, like, watching it on TV like texting with people. Because
you are the pessimist. Like, yeah. You got that crown, baby.
Like, my friend Elliot, who was once on this podcast, mm-hmm. and hopefully on a day off.
Always more than welcome to come back.
We miss you, Elliot. But yeah, there was a Broncos stat. Yes. In LA's 7 seasons as an executive, he signed or extended 16 players who've been selected to Pro Bowls as Broncos. Only 2 of those were draft picks, and only one of them were still on the roster. Von Miller. The other is Julius Thomas, who retired in February.
Ferber.
LA has drafted 54 players so far. Oh. This is before the current draft. So there's almost certainly no reason for him to not do better.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like mathematically, he's just going to have to, he's doing better.
Yeah, he's got to.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
For an elite team, for like an elite, you know, like that stat would not surprise me if it came from like, you know, the Browns or the Dolphins. Oh, God,
what are the Browns' numbers? Jesus.
They
had that many quarterbacks drafted.
Man, yeah, it's just like, you know, the and, you know, Baker Mayfield's career is going fucking nowhere.
I know. Too bad you don't got Archie Manning for a dad.
Yeah. We will not play for you if you draft us.
Oh, shit. That is so fucking crazy.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, Baker Mayfield. I feel bad for that dude.
I mean, who knows? Maybe this is the turnaround year. I don't think it'll be.
No, I'm with you. Fuck all that.
But, you know... As I often say, as bad as it can be, I'm not a Browns fan. Mm-hmm. So, Browns Nation, I feel your pain, but I don't want to be you.
No, you don't.
None of us feel their pain. I have no idea. I have no idea the depths the pain that they feel.
Fuck that.
We won 5 games, and that was devastating. I can't imagine not winning a single game.
Yeah,
and like have that not be an anomaly.
Yeah, right.
In 2 years, they've won 1 game.
Oh, man, that's so. I'm fucking glad I am not a Cleveland native.
Yeah, I mean, well, hey, they got that. They got the championship with LeBron. So
that's true. That's true.
They did that, and he.
That's true.
But yeah, I don't know. The Pats. I assume did well because they every year they're always like, oh, the Pats drafted so smart. They're such smarty smarts.
Yeah, and with every year, there's always like this weird, we don't understand why they would do such a thing. You know, read all the headlines about the Patriots draft picks. There's like, we don't understand why they would draft these type of players and blah, 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 blah. And it's just like, that's why they always win championships because they're not looking for the shit that normal people look for. For example, they picked... In the 31 spot, a running back out of Georgia, Sony Michel.
Yeah, but like the weird – New England is such a weird spot for fucking running backs.
It is, man. But to jump for a running back that high with traditional
– Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like traditionally the running back is dead in the NFL.
Yeah,
like,
if you're looking at a second round.
Yeah, second, third round. You know what I'm saying? Niggas went to 31, bro. Like that's a receiver spot, you know? So, yeah, that was their first pick. He's a beast, though. But again, like I said, everyone's just like, what are they doing? They got a couple offensive linemen, cornerback. Just a few spots. They got this wide receiver from Miami. Because
Broncos drafted 10 people.
That's nuts. I mean, the Patriots drafted 9.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's like crazy to think that there's like 10 guys who are basically guaranteed spots on the team.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then, they picked up a couple guys in free agency, like undrafted free agents.
Yeah, man, it's just, what was I gonna say?
Now we have to wait around for training camp, and then everything's overhyped for training camp.
Oh, of course. Oh, this interception, or this person looks rusty, duh.
Yeah, or I have to hear about how Chad Kelly and Paxton Lynch are battling it out for the second spot behind Case Keenum.
I know.
That's going to be an argument this summer.
I know.
Broncos country. And you're going to have to hear about it from all your different sports outlets. You're going to be as sick of it as I am. I guarantee you.
I'm already sick of it.
Oh, man. Oh, no. You want to know what I was doing on Thursday? Because I was so fucking sick of the draft.
What?
Every time a sportscaster on my Twitter feed brought it up, I would ask them who they thought would die in Infinity War.
You're stupid.
Only one answered. One guy answered me though, and he by coincidence is my favorite like sports broadcaster just because he's like a big nerd.
Shout
like
him out.
Cecil Lammy, he's the best. But yeah.
Whammy!
Cecil Lammy, they call him Big Mex, I think.
Oh, Big Mex.
But yeah, he's a big comic book nerd, but he's a huge, huge like football nerd too. So
speaking of Infinity War, real quick, man, I thought it was cool for the sheer fact that everyone's favorite characters were dying.
Spoiler alert.
I'm not spoiling shit. I mean, like, if you're into Marvel, you know what this movie's about.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's what I mean. All I said was just seeing people's favorite characters die.
You know how people are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I loved it.
It was hilarious. I was literally laughing out loud, and the theater I was in was you. I realized I was laughing because I heard myself laughing. I was like, wait a minute. Oh, shit. And then I got quiet. I was like, then I heard. And I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers crying? And I look around, and the people I'm with, none of them was crying, but they were like in shock. And then I just like hear people like sniffling and just like legitimately crying. I'm like, yo, the fuck is going on? This is a goddamn Marvel movie. This ain't real life. They coming back in the next one.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Because let's be real. That movie took place in a day. I'm going to steal the gauntlet with all the stones in it. And I'm going to be a good guy. I'm like, you know what? I'm going
to
redo.
The Avengers blew a 5-1 lead.
I know, bro. How is that even? You know, that's why, like.
Talk about an epic blowout.
You know what I'm saying, man? Like, it's bad, bro. It's bad. Like.
But.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thanos is the man. I like seeing bad guys do things on the big screen, because a lot of American movies shy away from that. Which is why I like a lot of fucking Asian films.
He
wasn't
a bad guy. He was just bringing balance to the universe.
I'm saying, bro, but like he's the perceived bad guy, yo, you know, and it's just like, ooh, he's got motives too.
Yep.
Oh my God, as a viewer, I'm so confused who to root for. You know, like it was cool though.
Yeah, no, because the best villains are the heroes of their own movies. You
right,
know?
Right.
And really, this should have been called Thanos : Infinity War.
Because for real.
This is Thanos' movie.
Yeah.
Guest starring the Avengers. Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying? I don't have any investment in any of those films whatsoever. So.
And I have a ton of investment right. in those films.
And I agree with him 100%. Like, that movie was about Thanos, and it was fucking dope. It was cool.
No, it was great. I thought Brolin did a great job. Like, I thought the CGI was really good.
I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah, it's Josh Brolin. I don't know. I thought it was really good CGI. Like his facial tics and like the subtleness in like, you know, the way his face moved and stuff. You know, obviously I knew it was CGI, but it didn't feel like it didn't pull me out of the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it felt very real.
Yeah,
and for all the fakery, it felt like it was supposed to be there. Even like his henchmen.
Oh yeah.
Like they were just, they all looked totally different, but they all felt like they were supposed to be there. That's like the only part I had a really disbelief from, because again, I've never seen these characters before, was the daughter. She's like a robot.
Oh, Nebula.
Yeah. But when she's like on screen, it's just a paint job. You know, it's kind of like weird.
I want her to rub her blue head all over my body.
Ooh, you dirty, dirty boy.
At me, Karen.
Ooh, you dirty. DM him. Slide into those DMs.
I saw every episode of Selfie. Yeah. I'm just putting it out there, Karen. I'm just putting it out there. What other fan can say that?
Slide into my man's DMs, baby.
But yeah.
This took a wild turn from the NFL to the Infinity Ward. I probably never watched that movie again, though, to be honest. But I really liked it because the bad guy was doing bad guy things.
Oh, no, I think
for the whole movie.
I mean, if you liked it, that's awesome. But as somebody who like is invested in those movies and is very much a fanboy, it felt like my reward for like sticking with them for 10 years and being like, this is your payoff.
See, yeah. And I didn't even have that. I didn't have that emotional attachment to it whatsoever, and I still enjoyed it. You know, it was cheesy Marvel shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna win any Oscars,
but yeah, it was fucking entertaining. It really was.
But I think it's, you know, it's a good summer movie.
I lied.
It's a good popcorn summer flick.
I lied. You know what? 4K. I might have to see that shit again.
Ooh, that would be nice. I'm gonna try to see it in IMAX before it. You know,
I did see it in IMAX last night.
Yeah, was it?
Just, I mean, I only, not to be all snooty and shit, but like I have to see movies in IMAX now because regular film just doesn't cut it for me. And like the sound system in IMAX is always like 30 times better. It was fucking dope.
Yeah, I want to see it.
It was IMAX. Huge. And that's the other thing. Like, you have to, someone I know this is a sports podcast, but like we're tangenting because we are also nerds. To get the spectacle, you have to see it on the best shit possible. The biggest screen possible with the best system possible with the clearest image possible. It's just an experience. It's something to be had. They have 4D ones now in Texas.
Oh, yeah, with the like the air that like pumps through.
Yeah, and they, it's like, yeah, when there's fog on the scene, you'll feel fog. And when it's raining, it's like, what the fuck? Smells and shit.
That's nuts.
Nut sacks. But go see that Marvel movie if you like action movies. We endorse it here on the TMSR report.
Fully endorsed.
The Sustain ATM machine. I don't
know if, you know, that little independent film is going to do well.
No.
It might need some help from us.
Bro, let me tell you this. Look, if you haven't listened to The Avengers, I'm going to give you four. I mean, if you haven't listened, Jesus Christ, if you haven't watched that movie, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to take the headphones off or whatever, turn down the volume, because I'm about to spoil the shit out of this movie. Starting now.
Okay, we're in spoiler zone.
We are in the spoiler zone. Highway to the spoiler zone. I was fucking mad that fucking... Don't listen to this shit yet. We're not done spoiling, so turn the fucking volume off. I was mad as fuck that Black Panther died.
Yeah, but that's like what I'm saying.
I know.
The only ones left are the original Avengers.
Right.
And I think, I mean, my theory is Tony's going to have to kill Cap to get them back from the Soul Stone.
My shit was just like.
They never met. You didn't have Cap and Iron Man meeting, and that's a huge thing.
See, like, I don't even know about that. For me, it was just like, yo, you had 10 years. I had a movie. I was like, I just watched this nigga in like a 2-hour movie. You gonna kill him? So I can only imagine 10 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were, you know, when Spider-Man like was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go, Mr. Stark. I was like, oof.
Oh, yeah, that shit was funny. That was
rough.
That was another part I was laughing at when everyone else was like really sad. I was fucking All right, that's enough.
Yeah. NBA or NHL playoffs?
Duh, NHL, because I care about that the least.
Well, my only thing is I hope that Pittsburgh and Vegas don't make it in, because Pittsburgh won the last 2 years in a row, and it's bullshit that they win 3 in a row. And I don't think it's right that Vegas fucking wins when they didn't exist a year ago.
fucking the Capitals beat the Penguins, though.
Yeah, no, I mean,
that's which is crazy.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't trust the Capitals, because it's like,
I mean, no one that knows hockey does.
Yeah, like I've just watched them fall apart too often, you know.
Those fucking Bruins, man, smashed the Lightning.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
6-2.
Oh, poor Florida hockey. Poor Florida hockey.
Are there any Canadian teams in?
Yeah, the fucking with the Jets. So I'm rooting for the Preds.
Who the fuck are the Jets?
They play for Winnipeg, yo.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they used to be the Hurricane. They used to be the
Miami Hurricane?
No, Atlanta. No, the Atlanta Thrashers. They used to be the Atlanta Thrashers. Oh,
I did not know Winnipeg had a fucking team.
Yeah, I mean, they're like 3 or 4 years old.
Wow, way behind.
Yeah. It's like when Oklahoma or when Seattle moved to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that for like 2 years. And then suddenly somebody was like, yeah, Oklahoma City has a team. And I remember my friend going, what are they called, the Bombers? And I was like, probably not.
That's fucked.
But yeah, it was like, it was, you know, sometimes it's just one of those things. If it's a sport you don't follow very often.
And yeah, I'm like, I don't know that name. I don't recognize that logo. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here?
Yeah, Winnipeg. Winnipeg finally has a team.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, I guess I'm rooting for the Predators, the Capitals.
And the Lightning, just be real.
Just you hate the Lightning.
You hate everything Boston. That's what hurt.
Yeah, but I don't mind the Bruins.
Stone him when he's in the East Coast.
I just hate the Pats. I hate the Pats. I'm fairly indifferent towards the Celtics. Like, I have no problem with the Celtics. I hate the Lakers way more than I hate the Celtics.
I think everyone hates the Lakers more than everything yeah. when it comes to basketball because, yeah.
And then, and then Bruins, yeah, you know. I don't like them when they play here. Because they're like shit ton of Bruins fans.
Yeah, they travel hard.
Yeah, they travel really well.
I always know when the Bruins are playing out here. Always. It's crazy. I don't even have to like.
Yeah, no, they have a very like. I remember like one of the. Right when Jess started dating you.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I went to a Bruins Avs game and you and I kind of talked. We're like texting about sports, just about football yeah, and stuff.
Talking shit.
Yeah. And you were like, I don't give a shit about the Bruins.
Literally. Yeah, that's right. Cause you said something. It was kind of like, you know, sports jabby.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, not this one. I don't give a fuck, dude. Talk all the shit you want.
And then we talked about how good seats I had. You were like, those are dope seats, though. I was like, they are.
Yeah, man. Fucking A. Wow, but, that was so long ago.
Yeah, I mean.
See, we've always been talking about sports. That's why we're about to.
Yeah. I did watch part of the Capitals game today until it became like 3-1. And I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, that's a fucking major blowout. I mean, look, 6-2. Come on.
Yeah,
that's,
no, that's bad too. That's like, I don't know. That's like 50-13.
That's fucking bad. I don't know those scores. So the 6-2 for the Bruins over the Lightnings, Capitals 4-1 over the Penguins, Predators 5-4 over the Jets, Sharks 4-3 over the Golden Knights.
And I'm rooting for the Sharks because I always liked their logo.
I do like their logo, man.
I always thought they had a really cool logo.
Like, since the 90s, man. Since yeah. I was a kid. Like, yeah, that shit's dope.
No, I've always had a really cool, because it's, you know, it's just a cool looking shark with a fucking hockey.
The fucking, yeah, the turquoise, man. It's yeah. nice.
They had good colors.
Yeah, you know what? If I wasn't like, you know, an adult, I would be rooting for the fucking Sharks because I'm like, they have the best logo.
That's actually why my friend's rooting for them. That's yes. why they're his second favorite team is because he always likes their gear. So
yes.
He has a bunch of Sharks favorite? Gear
it,
and shit.
Is it here?
Huh?
Who's his first favorite team?
Oh, it's the Avs. It's the okay. Avs. He's a huge jersey collector, though. He has...
Oh, that shit's real.
Yeah, no. He has... A jersey from one player from every team that was in the NHL in the 2 years the Avalanche won their Stanley Cups.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why, but it was something he told me.
Holy shit, that's a lot of fucking jerseys.
That is a he was, wow. Yeah, and there's some for like teams that don't exist anymore.
Damn, that's fucking cool because you're not buying a replica throwback. You have like an actual fucking yeah. jersey. Yeah, like, see, yeah.
So, but he was like, yeah, he was explaining to me, he's like, somewhere hard to find.
Yeah, they feel don't free like to send us some sports memorabilia. If you're listening to the TMSR and you got fucking cash to throw around, just, you know, send us yeah, some shit.
We'll throw it up. We'll throw it
we'll
up.
Put it wall. Up there. We'll put it on the wall. And then we'll get some cameras going here soon. And you'll see what we look like in real life. We're fucking hideous. Just kidding. You follow us on the internet. You already know what
someone said
like.
You look like Idris Elba the other day.
Oh, I already know who said I look like Idris Elba.
And I was like, no.
So I was like, it's because of the glasses. It's because of the glasses. Nah. I mean, I laughed. I thought it was fucking funny.
I mean, it's a great compliment.
Oh, yeah. That's what I took it. I was like, fuck yeah. Idris? My nigga Negris Ilba?
Yeah, but he like texts me about it. He's like, don't you think John with his glasses looks like Idris Elba? And I'm like, not really.
Negris Elba. Love it. Fucking.
He's too black to play James Bond.
Stringer Bell?
Yeah.
Stringer Bell.
But yeah.
I had no idea he was in Marvel movies.
Yeah, he was fucking like, Heimdall. Fucking.
Idris Elba getting that Marvel money.
Getting that Marvel? Not anymore.
Oh my God, Julian. You fucking spoiling the movie. You didn't call it.
Talking about spoilers. It's literally the first thing that happens.
Hey, it's not my fault. I mean, if you stop listening to us, yeah. Fuck it. It's his fault.
It's my fault. It's like fine. I said, at me.
Stones at him. No, like emoji rocks. That's all.
Yeah. Stoned. I've been stoned.
Oh, good God. Yeah. So that is the NHL shit there.
Now we got to talk about the NBA.
Yeah, we have to talk about the NBA.
Okay. I watched the fucking... All right. First of all, playoff LeBron, can you just play all the time? Because holy fuck, you are revelation, dude.
Yo, you can't... Okay. He can't... Playoff LeBron can't play all the time because if playoff LeBron plays all the time, we wouldn't have playoff LeBron. We'd have some injured-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just...
But I feel you, though.
It's just like, oh, man.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up the stats.
Yeah. What was it? 45 points?
45 points. 43 minutes.
That means, yeah, he was scoring more than a point a minute.
Which is fucking nuts.
Nuts. Kevin Love fucking stepped up after being called out by fucking LeBron. 14 points. He was, you know.
6 rebounds, 2 assists. That's not bad. I mean, LeBron had what? He almost had a fucking double.
Yeah, double-double.
Man.
Ugh.
Man. Yeah.
No, it's you think LeBron's ever lost a game to like prove a point?
Of course, during a regular season.
Yeah, like to be like, look, I'm just not gonna go.
Oh, of course.
Like I'm just in a mood.
100%. I don't know if he'll do it I don't think so during the playoffs. I mean, he gets frustrated. You can see it.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, he gets totally frustrated because it's like how many teams does he put on his fucking back and carry them, and they just don't do shit.
Every team he's ever been on.
Yeah, I mean, like, except for maybe a couple of those Heat teams.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say, except for the Heat, because the Heat were stacked. And that was before that was, like, right when Wade's knees were going.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was still dunking on niggas. Not often, but he was still doing it. Man, Dwayne Wade used to, bro, you remember when he was drafted?
Yeah.
Holy shit. He changed the game. He really did.
No, I remember when he won a fucking championship with Shaq. In Shaq's twilight years.
Yeah.
Like, everybody always forgets about that fucking championship.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. D-Wade had a championship before LeBron went to Miami, bro. And you young had to be forgetting that shit.
Yeah,
you weren't allowed to see it, but you should know your history.
Yeah. I knew a girl who went to Marquette, and she was like, yeah, I used to go to parties. Dwayne Wade would show up. And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, but, you know, he was just a guy I went to college with.
Right.
He was really good at basketball.
What's up?
He wasn't Dwayne Wade yet.
Right. Hey, what's up? My name's Dwayne.
Hey, I'm Dwayne. I play basketball, and, you know, I got a scholarship here.
Would you care to dance with me?
I'm going to marry Gabrielle Union.
Oh, she is so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Gabby.
Bring it on, am I right?
Gabby. Oh, man, I fucking... Speaking of sports movies that we don't, I fucking love Bring It On. Holy shit, that's my jam.
No, yeah, no. It's always a good one.
I'll be watching the shit out that like once a year.
Kirsten Dunst.
I mean, that's like the only Kirsten Dunst movie that matters to me. I don't even care about her in Spider-Man.
I have nostalgia for those movies, but, you know, I've moved on.
I mean, yo. Shit, this keeps going back to movies. I don't give a fuck. Yo.
But anyway.
Spider-Man 1 and 2, those were cool.
No.
Spider-Man 3, what the fuck was that shit? What are we like 10 years later?
Can I still be angry about that?
Like, what the fuck was that?
Hey, we're getting a new Venom movie.
Oh, which looks dope as fuck. P.S. Love Tom Hardy.
Stop talking about movies. Otherwise, we're going to spend 20 minutes talking about the Venom trailer.
Oh, so good. The fucking voice. That's what the bad guy's supposed to sound like.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, okay, yeah, that was...
I thought they were going to bane him. I did.
Yeah, but I love that... I love that he refers to himself as "We Are Venom."
Yep.
Because that is like...
That's what it is.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Yep. And I was worried that they weren't like going to do that.
Here we go on the tangent, baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
I mean, I could go off on the Venom trailer. I can go off on how much they improved over the original trailer.
Oh, no. God.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm not going to. Anyway.
Not now.
The Cavs shouldn't have let this go to 7 games.
No, this shouldn't have gone to 7 games.
I don't know if they're going to make the finals, dude.
They're tired, man.
Yeah, they're really tired.
Already.
And it's like, you know, it took you 7 games to beat the Pacers, and what? They have to go up against who's next?
Yeah, look at this, though. Like, after you said LeBron, 43 minutes, 45 points, which is fucking insane. Kevin Love, 32 minutes, 14 points. Tristan Thompson, 35 minutes, 15 points.
Yeah, and he had a big night.
J.R. Smith, 35 minutes, 11 points. Kyle Korver, 23 minutes, 3 points. Like, yo, you
can't. Scored literally three times as much as the next highest
score. You can only do that for so much, for so long, because those niggas ain't LeBron.
No, you know, but nobody is.
And that's what I'm saying. They're going to get tired before LeBron even gets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like they're not, I don't know if LeBron can do it again. Because look who we got in the East. We got the Celtics who kicked the shit out of the Bucks. 112-96.
So it's going to be.
Huh?
Who do they play, though? So who do the Cavs play next? If the Celtics beat the Bucks and they're playing the 76ers next.
Oh, hold on. Let me pull this shit up down here. East Coast, baby.
Oh, they play the Raptors, Toronto.
So, yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, because Toronto was the number one seed. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, so the Cavs versus the Raptors, they got the 76ers versus the Celtics. Even if Celtics or 76ers, if the Cavaliers get out of that round with the Raptors.
I mean, assuming the Raptors implode like they always do.
Right.
And
they still have to go against
the 76ers. The 76ers,
which are really fucking good right now, yeah. And a really good Celtics team.
And a really hot Celtics team.
You know?
And then they have to face either Golden State or presumably Houston.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. You know what I'm saying? But like, dog,
there's no way they're winning the championship this year.
I don't see it. The Warriors, though.
Warriors might not. God, if we have a Rockets like 76ers championship, I'd be okay with that. It's because it's two fucking different teams.
Yeah,
it's not like
giving the Celtics though.
No, I mean, you know,
I understand what you're coming from, Mr. Denver. I want to see a different team. Blah blah blah. Blah.
I'm just saying. No, when you look at the championships in the NBA, only five teams have won. And that's now it's like including the Warriors, and it was like before that it was like four teams had won.
Yeah, no, that's real shit. Yeah, Celtics, Lakers, really. I don't even know what was the third closest team after that.
And then it's like Bulls.
Oh yeah, that's right, the Bulls, because they did win a bunch with Mike.
Yeah, they won six in the 90s.
Yeah, that's so fucking crazy, man.
You know,
as a kid, see, like, I don't know if I would have hated that as an adult. Because, like, as a kid, I loved that shit. I mean, I hated it because, you know, sports. Ugh. But it's like, yeah, Michael Jordan was the shit.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
as an adult, I know I'd be like, you know, Michael Jordan's the shit. But it's like, would I have that same, would I be like, nah, because Michael's not LeBron.
No.
No, that's real shit, and it's just like, especially with social media.
Yeah, and there's like, we know more about LeBron than we did about Michael Jordan.
But we know more about Michael Jordan now.
Yeah,
at the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's...
So it's just like, he was really savage. He really was.
Yeah.
Punching niggas in the face and shit, doing all types of crazy shit.
No, I mean, like, as a person, LeBron is a better person than Michael Jordan, definitely.
Amen. We're talking about basketball player, though.
Yeah.
You know? Michael Jordan's a piece of shit. As a human, he's a fucking...
Yeah, no, he's a shitty human being, but basketball player.
Yeah, basketball player. Oh, God.
Yeah, but it's...
Oh, the vapors.
But I still feel that way. Like, when I watched LeBron today, I had no stakes in that game, but I was like, damn, dude, you are... It's so fun to watch play.
What I'm saying is, would I be sick of seeing the Bulls winning the championships all the time, like I'm sick of seeing LeBron teams, sick of seeing the fucking war, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but basketball was different back then too. It was more physical. But we were
also young.
Younger.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, as with our adult mindset, if we experience that as we are experiencing it right now, that's where I'm like...
Yeah, I'm sure there were people who were like, man, fuck the Bulls.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't in my household.
No.
Hashtag, what up, mom?
Yeah, because it was like, my family, like, I just knew that the Nuggets were a terrible basketball team. Like, that's all. Like, so obviously, I was like, yeah, the Bulls rock because they just keep winning. So it's...
I mean, I remember going to some Celtics games early.
Well, it's just like, that's the thing. It's
Mom Dukes.
Bulls didn't lose. LeBron's lost way more championships. That's real shit.
The Bulls lost when Jordan played baseball.
Yeah. But it's like...
Oh, shit.
I mean, Jordan's won every championship he's gone to, right? He won all of them.
I think so.
Yeah, and LeBron's lost, what, like five of them?
I know, but he's been in so many. I mean,
he's played longer. Right. He played longer than Jordan played, so that makes sense. But it's also that Tom Brady. This is a fucking Hulk versus Superman kind of fucking argument.
Right, it's that Tom Brady and Steve Young shit.
Yeah, Tom Brady, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Because he's won all of them that he's been to, but Brady's been to more. So, like, Brady's
been to more.
You know, it's that era, same shit. Right. It's that same shit all over again.
Yeah.
That's why we watch sports.
That's why we watch. Because in the end, it's all about those hypothetical matchups.
Yep. All about them. Because not fuck real time shit. We don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah. I hope the Jazz fucking. Fuck the Jazz, man. I fucking hate Utah so much.
I don't think they're. I couldn't tell you a single player on the Jazz.
Ricky Rubio.
Oh, gritty, really?
Gritty and grim Ricky Rubio.
Oh, okay. See, so I do know someone on the Jazz, but yeah. I'm like, I know fucking James Harden's on the Rockets. I know fucking two other players.
I can't believe OKC's out.
I know, bro. That's
what you fucking have. You have George Paul. You have fucking
Paul George.
Wow.
I mean, he's got two first names.
Yeah. Still, I was going to say Paul George, but for some reason I was like, no. Nah. That just... Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
They got Paul George. You got Melo and you have fucking Russell Westbrook. But Melo can't fucking take a bench role.
Exactly. Yep.
Because his ego is too fucking big.
His talent does not fit the ego. It never has. Maybe his first 3 years in the NBA.
Yeah, but after that, I mean...
I know you, especially you have like a heavy, you know what I'm saying? Because he ate up a lot of prime time.
Oh, no, I watched him for 10 years. I saw Melo for 10 years in the fucking, like, and it was just like every year I was just like, this is fucking same shit every year. It was just like Melo just shooting. And yeah, when he would make it, it was great, but he would miss.
All the time.
Yeah, and he just takes shots where I'm like, well, that guy is fucking open.
Nah, but he don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, because it's, you know.
And that's, I swear to God, I don't give a fuck.
But he's not good enough to be the man.
Exactly.
He's good enough to be Robin, but he ain't Batman.
He ain't Batman. He ain't Batman.
He ain't even Nightwing.
I feel every team that he's on won't win.
No, I think if he accepted his role as a secondary or a bench player, I think he could be very damaging.
Yeah, but he won't.
But he won't because he's mellow and he's convinced that he's like fucking, you know. It's
the second coming of Jesus Christ on the basketball court.
I remember when he was doing Jordan shit and they kept calling him the apprentice or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was like, you were drafted in the same class as LeBron James. Yep. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Because he was the king, so he's got to be the apprentice.
Yeah.
You gotta have a name, bro.
I guess.
You gotta have a name.
It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb when you give yourself a nickname. That's Carmelo, why I don't fucking call Kobe Mamba.
Black Mamba. Nigga Mamba, dog. I call that nigga because he earned that. He could, bro, there are some people that can like
nickname themselves. No, it's themselves. Lame. It's lame.
Nope.
I can't imagine like Kobe walking into the locker room and being like, you're all going to call me Mamba now. And nobody being like, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
No, see, that's why it's badass because he's one of the few people that's able to do it. Have to respect that.
Kobe doesn't have any friends.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man.
Yeah, but I'm just that's what I realized. Kobe doesn't have any friends because I remember once a friend asked me to call him Wolf, and I laughed in his fucking face.
Yep, I'm not fucking calling you Wolf.
No, that is not your fucking name. I'm not calling you that. Which means Kobe Bryant has nobody close enough to tell him the fucking truth.
Oh shit, that's fucking great.
You know, whatever.
Oh man, that was awesome. That was awesome.
If your buddy walked up to you and was like, yo, call me Rattlesnake.
Yeah, if you did, I'd be like, fuck, I ain't calling you Rattlesnake.
Hey,
fuck
out my face. Introduce me as Julian Rattlesnake Mitchell today, okay? Like when you start the podcast, that's my new thing. I'll be like,
and I would introduce you that way, and then I would instantly like rip you to shreds.
Yeah. Because grown men who name themselves after animals are dumb.
I know, but at the same time, you kind of have to respect it.
I mean, like, it stuck. It stuck.
It did.
And until I found out that he gave himself that nickname, I called him Black Mamba.
Yeah.
But once I found out he did, I was like, no, well, you're just Kobe Bryant.
Just Kobe.
Just Kobe Bryant.
Just motherfucking Kobe Bryant.
Like, I'm fine with nicknames if other people give them to you and you reluctantly accept it, but it's just like, no, man. Otherwise, fucking call me Power Awesome Man Hercules, you know? Like,
Power Awesome Man Hercules.
Like, you know, just, no, that's not my name.
All right, everyone, follow Power Awesome Man Hercules on Twitter at Power Awesome
Man Hercules. I bet it's still available.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious. God damn it. I'm all hot now. Jesus, the vapors.
The vapors. It's that time of year.
I mean, at least how here it is. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's getting hot. H-O-P. Baby.
H-A-W-T.
Hot.
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 Overwatch. How's that going?
Boston is unfucking defeated this season. No. This stage. I mean, it's fucking nice.
They rocked my poor Shanghai Dragons.
Rocked the shit out of them. And then the next weekend, I mean, the few days later, they played the Dallas Fuel, did the same shit. Steamrolled them. Dallas and fucking Shanghai are just awful, man. Dallas has one win this round. Shanghai still winless, and it's just so bad, man. They suck. It's fucking bad.
My poor Shanghai Dragons. Not even one win on 8 at maps. Minus 19 points, 7-26. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, that's. So they've only. It's 26-0. That's what it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Only seven. They've only won 7 maps. So you have to win 3 out of 4. And if it's tied 2-2, you go to the 5th round. So they've only won out of the, you know, win 2 out of 4. I mean, you know, 3 out of 5, really. But it's just like they've only won 7 total.
Jesus God.
Yeah. 26-0.
You can do it, Shanghai. I believe in you. Next stage, stage 4. I'm putting my 4 up.
Awful.
I'm putting my 4 up. They're gonna rule stage 4, guys. They're ruling stage 4. You can't see me in the studio. I got my 4 up.
He's got his 4s up. It's ridiculous. I got ridiculous. My 4 up.
They're gonna rule stage 4.
No.
Did you hear the numbers they were pulling in on, though?
Who?
The league.
Twitch?
Yeah. Like, they were saying over 100,000 viewers.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
All the time. It's crazy now. It's growing.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, like, who's going to be, like, the first major company, like, on it? Like, who's going to be the first, like, is it going to be, like, Toyota or, like, you know?
I mean.
Because that's what they got to do. And it's, like. But then again, it's just Twitch saying this. It isn't a third party saying this.
It's also.
And I think that's where you need to find. That's where they have to get somebody to. Some third party to verify it.
It's the thing, though. It's weird because it's all Blizzard's money. So that they don't necessarily need. I mean, they don't make as much money as Toyota, but they. As a company, I think they pull.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not worried.
Several billion.
Yeah, I'm sure Blizzard's doing fine, but I'm just talking about like esports programming in general. Like, you know.
It's already on TV though. You're just not that you're not in the know, because you're in the know, but it's like I was flipping through fucking cable
you see and it was it on every TNT. Once in a while.
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, like I'll see big like League of Legends I see every once in a while on TV. Like,
man, this is nuts. Yeah, dude. It's just it's weird.
It's just like for me, I'm getting more interested in like the spectator aspect and just like seeing how that's growing.
You know, there are big companies behind this shit. It's just digital stuff, you know? In the technology sector, I should say.
Yeah, and it's like,
digital.
You know, and I see like Red Bull sponsoring shit and, you know, like Monster and that kind of
stuff.
Yeah, like
that shit and fucking like computers, but, Microsoft, HP, you know what I'm saying? Like they all, you know, Intel.
But it's not like GM.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it's
or Lexus or something,
right? Because why Lexus has no
interest. Yeah, but it's like
there's no vested interest. So what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? There might be Fiats or something because, you know, that's economical. That's what fits with technology. You
yeah,
know
what that's, like but that. That's what I, like, I'm interested to see, like, how that expands and, like, how that turns out. I'm waiting for the first, for GE to be like, all right, let's, you know, throw, like, you know, a few million dollars into advertising for this league.
There are surprisingly a lot of companies that you would not even think about that are really in the esports because I read quite often on this stupid shit, just on the internet, I'd be bored. I can't tell you any right now because I should write them down, but it's like, holy shit, these motherfuckers bought an esports team. Some company, a very, very well-known, like, major company nationwide just, like, bought, like, 100,000 square foot space in Texas to convert it to an esports arena.
Yeah, so like, and they just opened that new one in what was it? Like in the Luxor.
Yeah, they're right. There's the one in the Luxor too, right?
You know what I'm saying? And like, I was like looking the specs at that shit. That is crazy.
It's fucking insane what's going on. Yeah.
Well,
so it's happening, but it's just like I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But like it just has to it just doesn't make sense for certain companies.
I'm just waiting for that like crossover moment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like,
and it'll happen as these because, like we said, you know, esports. If I were to join a team, I'd be a fucking old man, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the coaches for this Counter-Strike team, he's like 26, retired from just playing games, retired comfortably. He's a coach, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, he's the old man, 26 years old. So once these kids that are fucking 16 and under that are really driving the shit, once they all become 18, 21
and have that
money, yeah, that's when the shit's going to cross over, you know, because it's big for us. It's going to be everyday life for them, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, so we're probably like 10 years, really.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Before, like, all these Minecraft kids start, like, having real jobs and start being able, you know, like I said, disposable income. So, yeah, fun. We're smart. We analyze things.
Ish.
Sometimes. Because we like to do stuffs. But getting back to the Overwatch standings. Boston Uprising for this stage. Number one at 8-0. Ooh. New York, 7-1 at 2. Los Angeles Valiant, 6-2 at 3. Los Angeles Gladiators, 5-3 at 4.
Boo, LA, boo.
And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4 teams at 4-4. They are the Houston Outlaws, Philadelphia Fusion, Seoul Dynasty, and San Francisco Shock. Various tiebreakers. So that's 5 through 9 in that order that I said them. London Spitfire sitting at 9 at 3-5, which is fucking insane.
Because they were doing really well last couple stages, right?
Yeah, they started off hot. Florida Mayhem, obviously they're awful too. 2-6, I should say, excuse me, at 10. Dallas Fuel, 1-7 for the stage. And the lowly, Julian-supported
Shanghai Dragons. I'm telling you, I'm putting the 4 up. I'm putting the 4. We own stage 4, Dragons.
Their slogan is Play for Glory.
Play for Glory!
Or something like that on Instagram. I just started following them. They're so bad that their Instagram account's not even verified yet.
Oh,
it's
ouch.
It's bad. Every other team, verified. You go to Shanghai, it's like...
I'll start at Instagram. I'll be like, as the Shanghai Dragons number one fan, I demand you verify this count. Otherwise, all the other Shanghai Dragon parody accounts will fool me.
And I trolled. But yeah, we're going to play Go Shanghai. And there's like a lot of support for this team. And it's just, you know, obviously.
Yeah, because they're the best.
You know? And I'm just like, yeah, Boston's going to destroy him. Hashtag Boston up. Boston Uprising's going to kill it. It's
nice. 4.
He's really putting.
Putting the 4 up, man. Stage 4. That's where it's all going down. They're gonna bust out the gate.
Boston.
Use Mercy as a character. That's a character.
I fucking hate you.
Oh
I love it because I don't have that as a pop yet.
Yeah. See?
So
I'm on the Tumblr.
I'm on the Tumblr. Oh, God.
I have to
the Tumblr. Well,
I keep the safe search on.
Oh, man. But, I've made some mistakes on Tumblr. Holy shit. Oh, fucking wow. But yeah, Overwatch, it's nice. It's nice. League standings, though. Overall, New York's number one at 25-3. Boston's number two at 20-8. And fuck everybody else. So, oh, wait.
Julian's
team is
0-28. 0-28. 15-99-1 when it comes to map record. That is
so
less than...
That's so...
That's less than a 5% win rate. That's
so fucking bad. It's a 0% win rate, technically.
Yeah.
it's fucking... Oh, man, that is rough. That is rough.
You just wait till stage four, and it's going to be awesome.
See, like, this is right here. So, like, they took one stage from Boston. It was 1-3, the final. So that's where they get that, like, you know, that 15, that little stupid shit. But, yeah, it's and then, yeah, steamrolled them. Ooh, Boston's so good. So good. Next week, who does Boston play? Boston plays the Valiant, which they've already beat, and the Galaxy.
Ooh.
That does not say Galaxy. That says Gladiator.
It's not the...
Shanghai only plays once this week?
Yeah, they only played...
Oh, no,
they played the...
Oh, twice.
Yeah, they played New York, and...
They might beat London at the rate London's going.
Oh, man, if they beat London, that'd be awesome. Saturday,
I mean, I'll text you. I'll be watching it. I will be watching it. The Overwatch League. Okay. Now I'm just wasting time. You got anything else you want to talk about, guy?
I think we're good.
All righty, everyone. Thank you for listening to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
We appreciate you listening.
Follow us on social medias
at TMS Report on everywhere. Follow Skame, who'll be back with us soonish.
Hopefully next week, maybe the week after.
We don't give a shit. I mean, we care, but it's like when he gets back, he'll get back.
Yeah.
Follow him on the internet at Skame44 on Twitter, and follow him on Instagram at Nemesis_Supreme44. I fucking nailed it.
I'm at Julian C. Mitchell, at Power Awesome Man Hercules.
Hercules Upgrade.
Which is available, by the way.
Yes.
On Instagram at Jimmy Blinks X.
Oh, God. And I'm at The Beatnik on everything. Oh, man. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good week.